This is True Really News with Scott Combs and Tony Verchinis. All the news you're about to hear is true. Really, as far as you know.
Seibert Haig. Seibert Haig.
Okay, we've got 900 things here from GC and from Steven. Steven's Haig. GC is Seibert. Let me give you the Reader's Digest, some of the stuff he sent us.
Okay.
An airline at Sydney Airport found a man sound asleep in the cockpit of a Boeing 747. He was busted and released later.
What, was he a pilot?
No. No one seems to know how he got through two high security areas before dozing off. I love this. He said, some brainiacs have too much spare time and too much funding. Sound experts are calling for new standards so neighbors don't have to hear each other's footsteps or toilet flushes.
I'd go with the toilet flushes.
The one
especially.
We found very attractive here was thumping dishwashers, squirking showers.
That's an Australian term.
And even noisy light switches are among the main irritants.
A noisy light switch?
How the hell can you hear a neighbor's light switch?
Well, Australia's a little behind us technologically, and I think the light switch is...
Yeah, but they keep their houses also farther apart.
Well, when they fire up the candle, you know.
I love this. With its wobbly wheels and stubborn refusal to go where you steer it, the supermarket trolley is one of life's little frustrations.
So trolley?
A trolley, yeah.
What, does it be
That'd
a cart?
Be a cart to us.
In the U.S., okay.
So, engineers from racing specialist Lotus have come up with a high-performance trolley that promises not to wobble. The secret is in the undercarriage, a fifth wheel.
Not to be outdone, Daimler Chrysler is working on a competitive...
We'll have a little different accent and be probably more aggressive.
Fast food chain. This is from G.C. Seibert.
Pronounce it German.
Hey.
Seibert.
Oh, okay. I could do that. Fast food chain Burger King said it'd be happy to investigate claims a British child found a lizard in its French fries just as soon as the reptile is produced. Okay.
I can show me the lizard?
Absolutely.
Hmm.
Send those guys downtown and they're going to see a lizard or two.
You know, that sounds like a really bad sophomore dateline, doesn't it?
Sorry. Sounds like a male version of a
exactly.
Wet t-shirt contest.
Yes, it is.
Should the customer...
Lizard to win.
Should the customer be able to give us the lizard or show us the lizard, we can undertake an investigation, and we would be very keen to do so, said a Burger King spokesperson. BBC News reported 2-year-old Toby Sharp was eating his chips in the back of his aunt's car when he found a deep-fried lizard, screamed, and threw up. It's put him off Burger King for life, the BBC quoted Sharp's aunt as saying.
You think?
Actually, you should eat the lizard, too. It'd be fine, French fried. The Burger King spokesperson said a customer had reported the lizard find to its Halifax restaurant, but added, we haven't seen the lizard.
He screamed, lizard, his aunt says, hey, quiet, or the other kids will want one, too.
You've been listening to This Is True Really News with Scott Combs and Tony Verchinis.
Send email to lightspeedtitr@hotmail.com.